Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. I'm Ashley, and today I'm here with my co-host.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Brian. Today, we're going to talk about something really interesting from the world of books and movies, characters. Specifically, we're asking, what makes a character feel real to us?
Yes, this is a fascinating question. Have you ever read a book or watched a movie and felt like a character was a real person? Maybe even like a friend you know?
Yes, absolutely. It's like they jump out of the page or screen. For me, sometimes I even miss them when the story ends, as if they were a real person I knew.
I know that feeling. It's amazing how words or pictures can make someone feel so real to us. We'll explore a few simple ideas today about why some characters feel so alive.
So, let's start with our first idea. Our first point is about imperfections. Real people are not perfect, right? We all make mistakes sometimes or have things we are not good at.
That's very true, Ashley. No one is perfect.
Do you think perfect characters are boring sometimes, Brian?
Yes, sometimes. If a character is always strong, always right, and never has any problems or weaknesses, it's hard to believe they are real. They feel like a robot, not a person.
I agree. Real people have fears, they can be shy, or sometimes they make bad decisions, just like us. These small, not perfect parts make them feel more human.
Exactly. When a character has a small weakness or makes a mistake, it makes them more relatable. We can see ourselves in them, or people we know.
Imagine a hero who is very brave and strong, but maybe they are also a little bit clumsy and trip sometimes. Or they are afraid of spiders.
Yes, that makes them feel much more like a person we could meet. It makes them more interesting to us.
Or a character who is very smart, but always loses their keys. It's a small thing, but it makes them feel very real and unique.
These little imperfections help us connect with characters better. They make the character feel more human, and we can believe in them more easily.
It's like these small flaws open the door for us to understand them as people, not just ideas. This makes them feel very alive.
So, that's our first point. Imperfections make characters feel real.
Now, let's move on to our second point. Our second idea is about feelings and experiences. We all feel happy, sad, angry, or scared sometimes, right?
Yes, absolutely. These are universal human emotions. Every person understands these feelings.
So, characters who show these feelings also feel very real to us. For example, what happens when a character feels sad?
When a character is sad because they lost something important, or happy because they won something special, we understand that feeling immediately.
We think, oh, I know that feeling. I felt that way before. It creates a strong connection between us and the character.
It's like we are feeling it with them. We can imagine ourselves in that situation, feeling the same way. Their feelings become our feelings.
Exactly. It's like looking in a mirror. This makes them not just words on a page, but someone who truly feels and lives in the story.
And it's not just big emotions. If a character is trying very hard to learn something new, like a new skill, and they feel frustrated because it's difficult, we can say, I know that feeling when I try to learn something new.
Yes, that moment of understanding makes the character leap out of the story and become very real.
When we see our own feelings and experiences reflected in characters, they become very, very real to us.
So, relatable emotions and experiences are very important. Now, let's talk about our third and final point. It's about what characters do.
Yes, their actions are very important. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words.
How do a character's actions tell us about them without anyone saying, "This person is kind," or "This person is brave"?
What a character chooses to do, or how they act in different situations, tells us a lot about their personality. We learn about them by watching them.
Can you give an example of how actions show personality?
Sure. If a character always helps their friends when they are in trouble, even if it is difficult or dangerous, we know they are loyal and kind.
Yes. Or if they work very hard every single day to reach a goal, even when they are tired, we know they are determined and strong-willed.
That's a great point. Imagine a character who sees someone drop all their books on the floor, and they immediately run to help pick them up.
That simple action tells us they are helpful and thoughtful, without anyone having to say it. We don't need a narrator to tell us about them.
Exactly. We don't need to be told. We see it. These actions make them more than just words in a book. They make them living beings with a personality that we can understand and truly believe in.
So, their actions make them feel alive and consistent. We see who they are through what they choose to do.
It's like we get to know them as we would a real person, by observing their behavior and choices.
So, to quickly summarize, characters feel real to us because of three main things. First, they are not perfect. They have flaws, just like real people.
Second, they show emotions and feelings that we can understand, like happiness, sadness, or frustration. We see ourselves in them.
And third, their actions and choices clearly show us who they are. What they do tells us about their personality without needing many words.
These things together make us feel like we truly know them, like they could be our friends, our neighbors, or even family.
It makes stories more exciting and special when the characters feel so real, doesn't it?
It really does. It makes us care about what happens to them.
Thank you for joining us today on our Beginner English podcast. We hope you enjoyed thinking about your favorite characters.
Yes, think about why your favorite characters feel so real to you. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.